Welcome back to the leisure side of everything, and I'm here as your host, as always. I was trying to register this blog to get more publicity today, but I could not quite get it to work on my work computers. So apparently that will have to work tomorrow when I'm not working. And then you'll be able to tell your friends where else to look. But for now, that's thelightcomedy.blogspot.com, thelightcomedy.wordpress.com, and The Light Comedy on Facebook, Twitter, Gmail, and The Lighter Side of Everything on Stitcher, iTunes, and FeedBurner. So, as talked about in several other episodes, this is my life in phones, or, you know, since I already called it my life in hats, you know, phone me if you can. So, let's go way, way back to the original, the landline. How many people will be able to say that they had a landline a couple generations from now? Like, people's parents probably still have landlines, but I don't know what age. I mean, I've heard that some people have landlines at home because it's super cheap, that it's like, it's nothing. Like, if you have a cell phone through a company, you can just add the landline for pretty much, I have no idea, but almost nothing. And, but it's just weird. Like, how many friends do you have if you are, in fact, under 30, that actually have, like, a landline or something? Like, legitimately, the only person I know is my mom and my stepdad. Besides that, it's all work. I mean, there'll always be work landlines, I think, because you can't really have people just taking the phones with them all the time, or attempting to, or whatever. But how many times when you're a kid, did you have to go use the phone in the living room, like wherever yours was, the kitchen? Ours was like right in the middle, which made for problems when we got a computer, because it had to be hooked up to that too. So the computer was just right in the middle of everything. We had a phone line downstairs, but I never really got an explanation for this, but it was just didn't work, as with many of the things in our house. So we were just never allowed to have a phone downstairs until years later. We got the portable phones, and I remember that. My dad got portable phones from work somehow. I can't remember, like, they were a gift or something. They were good. No real complaints. I liked them. Nothing real special. I remember other people had, like, voicemail and all this stuff and, like, call display when they first came out. But no, they were just portable phones. And the second one, like, they were pretty much just the phone and this little charger thing that was no bigger than, like, a charger for, like, a walkie-talkie or something. It was, yeah, pretty bare bones. But, I mean, what else do you need for your house? Like, you just, you know, I mean, I think there was a thing, like, recent calls or maybe address book. I can't remember. But yeah, so we had one downstairs. But, again, it was just one phone line. But it was convenient when, you know, someone was upstairs or something. And the problem the parents had was if you answer the phone upstairs and then you go downstairs to talk, then both phones are downstairs. Now, that's not necessarily going to bother the parents. That's going to bother you if you're the kids and live in the basement. And then the phone rings, someone for your parents, you have to walk it upstairs versus, hey, mom, answer the phone. Portable phones, a blessing and a curse. But then after that, I remember the first kid to get a cell phone, a mobile phone, as we called it. And it was this guy, George, that I went to school with. And I cannot even remember. I want to say he got one in grade 9 or something. So that would have been 2002, 2003. I'm dating myself for you here. In case those of you who wondered, I am 25, I might have said before. But yeah, so George had one, but we were all like, ooh, cool. And it's weird to think that this was 10 years ago. And you expect it to honestly be like, there was a game on the phone. It was Pong or whatever, but he had, like, I can't remember what game he had. Something of Tetris, but obviously not color. Nothing on those phones was color. It was all sort of that greenish gray with just darker blocks that symbolize like whatever. But it was cool. Like, I mean, we had Game Boys and all that at that point, so we knew that like technology was possible, and eventually they'd catch up to each other. But yeah, like for then, it was just so cool to have a game on the phone and just be able to have like a multi-purpose thing. It was the first thing I remember that wasn't like, it wasn't just a phone and it wasn't just a game. Like, it was a both. Now, it was pretty early versions of both, but still, like, never quite did figure out why. Because I remember saying to my mom, not that I really wanted a phone, but I remember being like, saying one time, well, George has a phone. And then she was like, not even like, well, maybe George needs a phone. She was just like, why does George have a phone? And I honestly didn't have a valid reason. I think it was for work, and he had just needed to know where to be or go for work or something. But then, and I should mention that we were out in the country, so probably by this time, a lot of kids had probably had them in the city, but everything comes slower to the country. I think it wasn't even until grade 10 we got non-dial-up internet. Oh, that was a blast. But yeah, and then I got my phone, I think grade 11. Yeah, I think grade 11. And the only reason I got it, to be honest, was a gift. And my mom got it for me because I was going on all these sports trips and being in other towns. And I mean, I essentially by that point was only really hanging out in the other town. The other town was only 3 or 4 kilometers away, but still, you know, that's where I went to high school. That's where all my friends were. Like, I only had one friend that was actually in the town I lived in, and just weird odds. I don't know. Like, the one guy that I grew up with is my best friend as a kid. Like, he moved away, kind of drifted away from other people, and George was in the same town, but we just weren't in the same groups of friends. So my mom got it for me. And largely because of the sports trips. When you're a kid in the country and you play sports, like, everything is travel. But I remember the one distinct memory that I have is coming back from a tournament at night, and the original cell phones had this weird function. Now, if your phone's charging, it might have a light on it. Or if you have a message, it might beep a certain color. Like, I remember when that was a great advancement. Oh, it beeps different than red. Everything was red. Everything beeped red or held red. This phone, it was a setting that while it was on, it just, the side, like this little part of it just beeped. Now, this was with a little antenna. Now, it didn't have the antenna. It was a flip phone, and I've made a great story about having flip phones, but I just remember that being at night, and it was this thing, it just kept beeping. I don't think it was running out of battery. I think it just beeped. It's just what it did while it had battery. It was a weird function, and I think Adam Carolla talks about it, but it's like, why would you power it like that? Like, if it was dying, fair enough, but I don't think so. I feel like it just had that function. But I have many stories about the flip phone, because I think I had this phone. I mean, I had it for grade 12. I might have got it in grade 12. That sounds more likely. But I had it first year, pretty much first and second year of university, I think. Yeah, until I got my Crackberry. But I had this flip phone, and that was the time when a lot of people still had flip phones. And I don't know when the iPhone came out. I don't think anyone had iPhones yet, but Blackberries were somewhat popular. But like, there was phones that were starting to become more advanced than the flip phone. And I remember being in this guy Robbie's room, and I don't even know how this started, but those old silver flip phones that were just like, that could fit in the palm of your hand, depending on how big your hand is. And if you put your thumb on like the gap, like where it flips open, your thumb and your middle finger on opposite sides, and then you just snap. And yeah, you just heard me snap. You'd flip the phone in a crazy fashion. And for some reason that year, that was the only way we would answer our phones. Now, you had to switch your phone after a while to not answer when open, because that's a lot of people, like, they flip it open, you know, you put thumb it open and be like, hello, but we had to switch to that, because a lot of times you flip it with such ferocity that it would just flip closed again. I don't know why this made me laugh so much. It just brought me so much joy because we would do it to each other. I'd be like, Rob, your phone's ringing. He's like, toss it to me. And I would just lob it to him. I'd snap it to him. It was flipping in air. Basically, take... I can't even think of anything that would do this. Basically, take any object that's bent in the middle. I don't know, take a boomerang and flip it, but don't throw it. Like, kind of just throw it, but not like you're trying to throw it straight. Just throw it, and that's how we're throwing it to each other. That was a horrible example. But I can't really think of anything if you've never really flipped it. Oh, you simply must. Other thing was, I remember, was this started to be the dawn of texting. I think it was towards the end of high school or right after when texting was a thing, but... texting now is great because you can just buy unlimited texting. And that there was a debate for the longest time whether companies were going to charge for texting, not to send them, but to receive them. And I thought that was kind of a silly thing because, like, how would they would have to change the way phones operate, because they couldn't obviously charge you for getting sent them, because then I would just bill my worst enemy, like, hey, to send him the letter one like a million times, you know. I'm like, you owe us $2,000, this phone bill. But also, they had to say who it was from, so you know if you want to read it or not. And I mean, you know, so they have to change everything. So I think they got rid of that idea, thank goodness. But I remember several phone bills where, like, you had to buy a certain amount of texts a month, and that, you know, it's how technology goes. But yeah, I remember, like, because it was so much easier to talk to my friends that actually lived an hour away or whatever, or several hours away, through texting. So you could just text. It wasn't long distance. And yeah, we, I just remember some of my mom's phone bills, cause it was on hers. Like, she would come back and be like, $80 from texting alone. I'm like, well, it's not my phone. And you kind of knew back then that, like, the first company, I mean, they're all going to do it, but the first company that broke through to just do unlimited texting and maybe charge more for calling, that was the company that was going to get the youth movement, you know? And I can't even remember the exact time. I remember being with this company that had a Spark plan, and it was like so many minutes a month, and it was like so many minutes, and then free evenings and weekends, and it was like up to so many texts, and it was like a crazy amount of texts for someone who didn't know what texting is. But think about it. Like, I can't even remember, but it was only like a couple hundred, like maybe at the most 500 texts a month. And you go, 500 texts? But think about it. How many times do you text in a month? Like, I now get texts by my boss at some consulting jobs that are like, then I go back and that's 5 texts. And that's just one person. But then someone you actually have a conversation with, you scroll, that's back and forth. Like, you got 20 texts and... before you know it, you know, and to do some quick math, 20 times 10 days, assuming you're only sending like 20 a day, you're not talking to anyone else. And then, you know, you got to say the average is higher on the weekends. That's not a lot, like 500 texts. But like to people like my mom's generation, like, that's a lot, like 500 of anything, you know, because they think like 500 phone calls, but they didn't realize that it's a conversation sort of thing. It's not like you text someone once or like, call me, and then they call you because, you know, you're in class or at work. And because of that, now we have distracted driving laws around the globe. but yeah, I remember that. And then linking the texting part, got the BlackBerry, and everybody had the BBM, the BlackBerry Messenger. That was a breeze from the past. Everybody in res had this. Oh, it was just stupid, to be honest. Like, they had it before the iPhone came out. I think iPhone came out with iChat, but even when the iPhone came out, everyone kind of knew that it was more advanced than the BlackBerry at that time. But that wasn't it. That wasn't why BlackBerry was popular. BlackBerry dominated the professional world, obviously, because it's got all its scheduling applications and the file stuff. But it had people, the younger people, because it had this way to chat where you could just talk to each other and it was free. And you had to, like, you added pins, and I remember I got my other BlackBerry, and then like you scanned it like a QR code, you know, those things that are those little boxes that have all the squiggly lines, black and white things. Yeah, like if you remember, the BlackBerrys had those, and you just hover, like get them, like you're like you're taking a picture, and it was the first like super thing about the BlackBerry. Now that being said, I want to say that the flip phone, when I got it, the battery lasted about a week when I'm using it. Then by the end, maybe 6 or 7 hours. And now, you know, if we could go back to those days, the Nokia days. But no, now, like, that's a good thing. Like, BlackBerry was great battery life and all that. But as technology started to advance, we went from 2G to 3G and 4G and 4G plus. Like, the BlackBerry just became outdated and didn't work very much. And I used to remember I would get emails after my friends. Like, I just became accustomed to it. Might have mentioned this on another episode. But we'd get updates for class. Yeah, I think I mentioned this. And I would just get used to it. They would get a notification. And I'd be like, my phone would be like, bloop, bloop. And then like, oh, teacher sent an email. And they'd be like, yeah, we got that 2 hours ago. Not that long, but like 45 minutes ago. But the BlackBerry, for all of its faults, like it was a great first smartphone. I remember like you had to go in the store, and believe it or not, you actually had to ask like or tell them like you want a smartphone, because there was phones and then there were smartphones. And smartphones obviously cost more than that, but like smartphones, you could access the internet and use stuff. But on the old ones, what they just called it data. And now I know that's what you pay for on your phone now. It's sort of this catch-all term. But the difference was, like, you could browse the internet on a BlackBerry or an iPhone, although very basic. But on other ones, you could access certain things, maybe. But, yeah, you could download stuff. But you couldn't browse anything. I was texting this girl, and I worked in this corporate office with a couple towers. And I was going between the towers all day. And it was one of my internships, and I dropped it, and you'd expect it to bounce, but it dropped it right as the elevator door opened. I'm like, oh no. And I was so worried that I was going to drop it down the shaft that I accidentally kicked it as it landed to get it out of fear, but I kicked it right down the shaft. And this was about three stories down. And I was like, oh no. I'm like, crap, I guess I need to buy a new phone. And back then, even if you were buying a phone, like, you still had to pay like $100, even if you were getting a plan. And now, where I live, plans are actually illegal. More than you're only allowed to have phone plans for 2 years now, because the government deemed that it was unjust to force people into cheaper things. For like, some people are on 3 or 4 year plans, and like, the phones don't last that long, so that's also pretty bad. But I drop this BlackBerry down, and I'm standing there, and the security guard comes over. He's like, well, your phone's toast. I'm like, oh, what are the odds it's not broken? And no way I could write this script better. As this person texted them, and I was waiting their text back, I see the flashing red light of a text. That was my vibrate sound. Down the elevator shaft, the phone lived. The only thing that was wrong with it was that the mute key, the hold key on the top was done. But I was like, you know what? For dropping it down three stories straight on whatever way it landed, you could never have that happen with a phone anymore. I mean, it had a little case on it, but it was just a rubber case for holding, not for not breaking it. And then I got another BlackBerry. That one was with a ball. Does anyone remember the ball that they had? And it was like good for scrolling, but the balls always got stuck, and eventually like figured out that you had to like push them in and then roll them and like get them to break, as if there was something in there. It's hard to describe, but then eventually the balls would fall out. And not like fall for good, but you'd fall and then you'd click them back in. They'd seem to be good. And yeah, it was almost like you need a little carrying bag for your ball. And then I remember my sister got the one with the little pad. The BlackBerry's a pad. And it was like, oh, great. Why didn't I just wait to develop these things? So then my next BlackBerry, I got a white one. Everyone's like, oh, white one, a baller. And I was like, well, I didn't want a blue one. And I also didn't want a pink one. And That one was good. It was good. It was practical. But again, I would have kept going with BlackBerry, but eventually, like, the technology just broke down. Like, on the first one, I couldn't use any apps anymore. Second one, after a while, I couldn't update any apps. And, like, things were just so delayed, and I just wasn't, it wasn't syncing. Like, I remember I had my school email synced to it so I could get all my group project and client stuff. And then it, yeah, it just didn't sync correctly. It would just only do like half the emails. It seems sporadic. And that, I guess, is the era, end of the era, that BlackBerry, end of the era of non-touch phones, like non-touch screen. And I'm going to be honest, I wish we could go back. People might say, what, look, I love my phone, or whatever you think of your phone. I honestly think phones are better when they weren't touchscreens. Maybe that's just my opinion. I think it's harder to text, obviously. And, like, yeah, we become more adaptive. Like, we always will. But it's just, it was easy. I think back now, how many people that are listening to this remember T9? That's right, T9. I should almost not explain it for those that don't know. But T9 was, of course, the form of texting. It was either alpha or T9. Alpha meant you would cycle through the letters on your, you know, 1 through 9 phone or whatever. And that, but T9 was like, you typed random patterns, not random, but patterns of words. And then it guessed what you wanted. And then there was a next key. It was like star was next. It would just go through the combinations of that. Pretty advanced for its time, but everyone's like, oh, like, always better. But some people were incredibly fast. I was pretty darn fast. There was like world record holders of this. Thank goodness the BlackBerry didn't have that. But still, like, I still thought the BlackBerry with this little keyboard was just the best invention. Now, I mean, if there's some way to combine them, you know, the touch, I always feel like I'm always hitting a few things or not hitting the right thing, or, you know, now autocorrect. Ugh, don't even get me started on autocorrect. That'll be for next time. Evidently, this is going to be a part two. We will delve into the touchscreen era. I feel like it's like Transformers, Age of Extinction. And yeah, the reason I compare it to that is because not a very good phone, not a very good movie. You know, I should say not very good phones. Ah, nostalgic. Back in the days when you could just drop it down 3 stories and it would still live. Like this podcast still lives. But yeah, tune in next time. We'll do the part 2. Try and do it right away next time. Put it up. And yeah. Hope brought back some phone memories, or for those of you who have no idea what I'm talking about, some phone knowledge, because I'm talking about the past. Believe it or not, the bakery my mom used to manage had a, not even say a dial phone, a rotary phone, where you had to stick your finger in and go tick, 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 1, tick, 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 9, tick, 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 tick. Yeah. Boom. Just blew your mind. And get your mind blown next time here on the Latter Side of Everything. Until next time. This is me, the letter said everything. Bye-bye.